As we mentioned, global warming and the Kyoto Treaty will play prominently in the G8 talks, and there have been some intense behind-the-scenes negotiations about what President Bush, Tony Blair, and other leaders will say about the issue. NPR's Elizabeth Shrogren has that part of the story.
British officials refused to speak on the record because of the delicacy of the pre-G8 negotiations. But Hans Verholm, who until recently was an advisor to the British ambassador, says Blair believed it would be possible to get beyond the disagreements about Kyoto and start planning what comes next.
His hope was that by agreeing that the science is now sufficient to warrant action, the United States would be able to rejoin the conversation.
Blair was pushing for a strong statement on the science of global warming, commitments to fund technology, and a pledge to work together on an international agreement to reduce emissions after Kyoto expires in 2012. But the negotiations apparently haven't gone his way. That's evidenced by documents that were leaked to the media.
That included an original document from the White House that showed line by line the deletions from the UK proposal by the United States.
Verholm, who now works for the World Wildlife Fund, says the drafts give a rare peek into what is usually a secret process.
What we see in the text is that the administration is still challenging the science, which from our perspective I think is something that they should have stopped doing a long time ago.
For example, in one early document, the U.S. deleted a section that read, "Climate change is a serious long-term threat." A later draft indicates that the U.S. was still haggling over a watered-down version that replaced the word threat with challenge. The drafts suggest that a key dispute was over the United States' unwillingness to state that human activities are a major cause of global warming. That seems to be a step back from a speech 4 years ago in which President Bush quoted from a National Academies of Science report. He said the increase of greenhouse gas concentrations is due in large part to human activity. James Connaughton, who heads the White House Council on Environmental Quality, says the president is not backing away from that position, and he downplays the differences between the two governments.
In any of these discussions, there's disagreements around a range of issues, selecting priorities, which nations could commit to which objectives, but that's the normal give and take of any G8 process or any international discussion.
Connaughton says it would be wrong to read too much into the leaked documents.
The documents that have been circulating publicly are, the give and take of how we come to agreed language, not what that language will be. So why don't you stay tuned, and you'll see a very strong statement from the leaders.
The United States is the world's biggest emitter of the greenhouse gases that cause global warming. The White House has consistently opposed mandatory cuts in emissions, saying that it would cost America jobs and coal, its most abundant energy source. Instead, it favors voluntary efforts to reduce the growth of those emissions. Connaughton says he believes the world is coming around to the president's more gradual approach.
Step one is to slow down the rate of growth. Step two, as the science gives us more information, is to stop the growth. And then step three is to reverse the growth.
But most of the rest of the industrialized world would argue that it's already at step three, pushing not just to stop the growth of greenhouse gases, but to significantly reduce them. Blair is under pressure at home and from environmentalists around the world not to accept a bland statement. Phil Clapp of the National Environmental Trust was in a meeting with Blair late last month.
Now the communique and the proposals in it are so meaningless that it makes no sense even to go forward with the communique. And I think that there is a distinct possibility that the Prime Minister may turn around and say, "There's nothing here, there's no agreement."
But Blair has a strong reputation as a consensus builder and is a consistent ally of President Bush. So before giving up, the Prime Minister is likely to use all the diplomatic skills he can to negotiate a statement that all the leaders can embrace. Elizabeth Shrogren, NPR News, Washington.